Hey, wake up, because it's outside the box. Today's topic is justice for all. Want to get away with murder? Whether that murder is literal or a figure of speech, you don't have to go to jail. How? Have clout, influence, power, or be seen as someone who's too important, too valuable, too special to be prosecuted, even if you commit grave crimes. So, step right up and be one of the first in your town to be above the law. But it's not for everybody. You have to be special in some way. For example, you can be a banker, but you have to be with a bank that's too big to fail and high enough up so your directors think the bank can't function without you. You might get caught doing some kind of hanky-panky, like losing billions of dollars or conspiring to fix interest rates. But don't worry, you won't go to jail. As the saying goes, quote, "The best way to rob a bank is to own one," end quote. Or you can be a Catholic priest with the privileges that go with the priesthood. Then you can sexually abuse children and have the hierarchy cover up for you. This may work for clergy and other denominations, too. You can also abuse kids if you're a successful coach. But the key word here is successful. If you don't win big, you may get prosecuted. If you're a military higher-up, even a sergeant, you can abuse young recruits or kill Afghanis at will and probably never get caught. Even if you do wind up in court, it's a military trial where the military usually supports its own. If you're a politician, you almost always get a pass, no matter what conflict of interest you benefit from or what illegal act you commit. In Congress, you may be censured, which can be embarrassing, but the crime has to be pretty dramatic and blatant for any court action. At most, you may get thrown out of office or lose your re-election campaign. You can be a CEO and collect big bucks no matter how lousy a job you do. You can tank a national economy, violate ethical principles, or even break laws and make out better than any real bandit. And just being rich may save you from jail time, since there's often a double standard of justice between the wealthy and the rest. At the very least, it will buy you a lawyer who can probably get you off or a reduced sentence. But if you do kill someone, or rob a bank, or rape or hurt others, or do drugs and get caught, and you aren't one of these special people, then you're out of luck. You'll wind up in prison, along with millions of others who aren't special either. You won't get benefit from the quote, culture of reverence, end quote, as Chris Hayes calls situations where criminals aren't prosecuted or are treated differently because of who they are. Do you wish you were special enough so you could break laws and get away with them? I'm Larry Danziger, special in my own way, and open about most of the laws I break.